A group of Haynes High School juniors took the 3-hour aptitude test known as the ASVAB this week. They're among 1 million annual test takers. What distinguishes the ASVAB from almost every other test they'll take this school year is they chose to take it. Usually, the test is given by administrators from the federal government, but it's expensive to bring test proctors from Anchorage.
There was kind of just that moment that I thought, oh no, we're not going to be able to offer this test. We can't bring him down here due to funding.
Kimberly Sundberg is the dean of students and the district test coordinator at the Haynes School. She says one student really wanted to take the test, so she reached out to the testing office. After some calls and paperwork, she got clearance to administer the ASVAB herself.
And so that was kind of the exciting moment, and that I knew that I could tell the student who was really interested in getting this test here that, yep, it's a go, let's do it.
According to the district office, it's been at least 5 years since they last offered the test. But for students interested in military careers, it could be the most important test they take. The ASVAB is used by every branch of the military to vet enlisted applicants, and used by some branches to vet officer applicants. The ASVAB is a multi-section test that has all the basics, like reading comprehension and math, but includes extras like electronics, auto, and mechanical comprehension. Sundberg says the school exposes students to those subjects, too. The school would not allow students to speak about their experience, but Sundberg characterized it as a positive one.
There was some pride in that room today, you know, walking out, and I think I'm grateful to our staff here that really give the students such a broad knowledge. So even here at this small little school, I was like, wow, our kids have the opportunity to get into all these classes so that they can do well on that test. And that made me feel pretty proud, too.
The test is more than just a placement tool for the military. Some students use the results to identify their strengths and discover potential career options. Sundberg says a mix of students considering the military and students looking for broader career insight signed up. According to the district office, one Haynes High School student entered the military after graduation last year. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.